Alison Byrne from BQ is in with us now. Morning, Alison.
Morning, Tess.
What are we talking about this week?
Oh, this is a guaranteed, like, belly rumbler.
Nice.
We're talking Afghani food.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So I've been to a couple of different Afghani places over the last few weeks, and it seems like in Auburn – so one was in Lakemba and one was in Auburn. And Auburn seems to have had an explosion of different Afghani restaurants recently, which is really, really interesting. So Auburn's actually quite an interesting makeup of the way that sort of the food places fall. So up Auburn Road, it's sort of mostly Turkish, and now lots and lots of Afghani places are opening. But along near the train station, it's mostly Chinese.
Okay.
So it's a really interesting demarcation happening there. So you can get pretty much anything that you want to eat there. But yeah, recently there's been a couple of new places open and we've checked them out.
I do not doubt that for a second.
So, and what is Afghani food, you might ask?
My brain is going straight to curries.
Well, yes, there is. There is indeed. And so there's a lot of very sort of wet, stewy dishes that are very mildly spiced, you could sort of say. So lots of sort of those warm spices like cumin and nutmeg and different things like that, I presume, are in there, but not very much chili. And a lot of meat. So lots and lots of meat spices.
Yum.
Meat sort of flavours in there. So you have things that are stewed like lamb's feet.
Okay.
Which actually are really, really delicious. So they give, if you've had a lamb shank, it's like that, but there's a little bit more nubby textural bits in there. So it doesn't look like a big foot.
Okay.
In the stew, but it's all sort of all pieces of broken up bone, and they give off a slight gelatinous texture to the stew, which is really actually quite delicious. And when you dip the beautiful fresh bread, which they always bake on premise, and if the place doesn't bake it there, don't go. then you dip that into the curry and it's really, really beautiful. So it's more like a stew than a curry, but
okay.
They're really, really fabulous. But the thing that the Afghanis really do really well is grilled meat.
Yum.
So they cook over charcoal. There's skewers, so the sort of really big, long kind of medieval sticks that are metal sticks that you can sort of want a sword fight with. They have those kind of big skewers. So we're not talking tiny little Indonesian style. These are massive. And they'll have things on them like minced beef or minced lamb, and they squish it down onto the skewer and make it sit really, really tight and then grill that. They'll have a chicken, and chicken will be marinated often in some turmeric and other sort of spices to give it a bit of colour and a bit of flavour, and that will be grilled on these lovely hot coals. But my absolute favourite is called chopan, which is tiny little lamb chops.
Oh!
And so they get a stick and they skewer like about four little lamb loin chops and put those on the grill with a bit of lemon, a bit of garlic, and oh, that is just unbelievable. That's even my mouth is watering at the moment, because you know how those little lamb tails get all crisp and chewy. Oh, they're just really delicious. So that's what you can get in Afghani food as really, really good things. That, and often they'll be served with salad. So you get like a little side salad. You'll get a pot of yogurt with mint leaves in it, and you'll get what they call chutney, which is really like a chili sauce that's very quite watery and runny. And you take a bit of the bread. So the bread is often, it's baked on in a tandoor oven on site, and it looks like the surface of the moon, like these big round slice, round bits of bread that are all bubbled and nubbly and browned from the tandoor oven. And you break off a bit of that, get a bit of the salad and the meat, stick a bit of the yogurt and the chutney on it and stick it in your mouth. And it's just really fantastic, really, really, really good. Just simple food done really, really well with very, very basic flavours, but all combined, you know, just really, really fabulous.
It sounds quite healthy as well. You know, you said you've got meat, salad, yogurt.
Bread. Yeah, exactly. And it is. And it's, I find too, we've taken guests and visitors to, you know, come on, let's go and have some Afghani food. And it's very accessible, I think, to people who are not used to, say, trying different types and styles of food and maybe think, oh, gosh, Afghani food, what's it going to be like? And they get it and they go, oh, this is, you know, lamb and rice and
yeah.
and bread. It's fantastic. You know, so it's actually a really good entry type food if you, or you know, cuisine if you try, you know, you want to impress some visitors, well, hey, check out this. So yeah, really, really good. So where can you get this food? So the places that we've been going to in Lakemba is a place called Afghan Sufra, and that's on Haldon Street in Lakemba, which most places in Lakemba are. And that's fantastic. They've got a really big on-site bakery there as well, and you can get the breads either just plain, but you can also get them coated with a bit of sugar. So real lovely, fresh-made sweet bread, and that's really delicious. So that's one really great place. The other new place that we've been to is really new, and that's in Auburn. And it's in on the side of what used to be a Turkish restaurant called Mardo, which mm-hmm. some people may know, and it's called Pak Afghan. So it's Pakistani Afghan.
Oh,
so
okay.
It's like a mix. So along the borders, they're mixed together, and that's brand new. And they do all of those great dishes, and they do the bread on site, slightly different each time, but it's still fantastic.
It sounds really delicious, actually. And where can we find out more?
You can find more on b-kyu.com.
Thanks so much, Alison.
Thanks, Tess.
Alison Byrne from BQ with the weekly feed for another week. Afghan food, there you go, something to try this weekend. If you've not got anything else planned, go check it out.